From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is urging North Korea not to test the resolve of President Donald Trump. Speaking in Seoul, Pence said all options are on the table to achieve a denuclearized peninsula. In Washington, the White House said Monday afternoon, don't expect President Trump to issue any red line warnings to North Korea, citing they have not worked in the past. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says President Trump is building a relationship with China's President Xi Jinping that could hopefully help resolve matters with North Korea.
On the economic side of things, China is the number one importer of North Korean coal. I think to see them curtail some of that has a real economic impact on the region. There's a lot of economic and political pressure points that I think China can utilize, and we've been very encouraged with the direction in which they're going.
Meantime, many in South Korea have grown concerned that the U.S. might take unilateral military action against North Korea that could plunge the region into war. South Korea's, make that South Africa's political issue, a pending no-confidence vote against the president is now in the hands of the nation's top court, which could rule soon or not so soon on whether to allow a secret ballot for a parliamentary no-confidence vote on President Jacob Zuma. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
The showdown South Africans have been demanding for weeks is not likely to happen soon, as a no-confidence vote for the increasingly unpopular president has been postponed from Tuesday, pending a ruling from the nation's top court. The postponement is yet another twist in South Africa's increasingly complicated political drama. The main opposition Democratic Alliance asked for the no-confidence vote, which was set for April 18th, in response to President Jacob Zuma's widely unpopular decision last month to fire a well-respected finance minister and reshuffle his cabinet. But after the DA tabled the motion, the smaller United Democratic Movement asked for the vote to be a secret ballot, in what would make it easier for members of Zuma's African National Congress to turn on their leader. His term ends in 2019. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
This is VOA News. Hundreds of people demonstrated in two separate neighborhoods of Istanbul on Monday protesting the slim victory for President Erdogan and a referendum granting him greater powers.
What? Well, actually we are protesting today because the results... The results announced by government is not the real one, because actually the one we voted won.
International monitors are questioning the fairness of Sunday's referendum in Turkey, saying it was contested on an uneven playing field. At a news conference in Ankara, monitors from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said the No campaign faced numerous obstacles, including a lack of freedom of expression and intimidation. An electoral board decision to allow as valid more than a million ballots cast without the official stamp has caused particular outrage.
The Supreme Election Board issued instructions late in the day that significantly changed the validity criteria, undermining an important safeguard and contradicting the law.
The referendum, which would create a powerful executive presidency from the current parliamentary system, only narrowly passed, and opponents are seeking a revote. Meantime, Turkey's Council of Ministers are seeking the legislature's approval to extend for another 3 months a state of emergency declared in the wake of a failed coup last year. The state of emergency includes the granting of greater powers to security forces and detentions and arrests. Paraguay's President Horacio Cartes says he will not run for a second term next year after signs he would try to hang on to power sparked deadly riots. Paraguayan's presidents have limited to a single 5-year term since 1992, following the brutal 30-year military rule of dictator Alfredo Stroessner. And in the U.S., the daughter of an elderly man whose murder was posted on Facebook told CNN tonight that she has forgiven the person who took her father's life. She spoke Monday as police in the city of Cleveland announced earlier in the day that a $50,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the 37-year-old man accused of the crime. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.